to me just ranting here. I'll bring up one of the house mics here. Actually, I'm going to take about a 15-minute break from broadcasting here, so I'll leave you with the background noise for you all to listen to, and I'll reposition the webcam here so you can get a nice break. But everything appears to be functional, which is quite amazing. So this is TechMage, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes or so.
Oh, Maniac, Mania, from Software Hut.
Yes, Bruno.
And the number is 2173. The next one is CD32 Football. 2478. The third rises Chaos and Andromeda for CD 2334. By the way, this is a Pastor Sack, who's on the right rear. They have a card for John, who's still in the hospital. And the final drawing for today. AFPG Dual Accelerator Board. Software is coming.
No, it's not on anymore.
The number 2425.
Who are we on here? Can anybody hear me?
2425.
Okay.
We're
going to
go pick up Mr.
Eater. All right. All
right.
Are you guys getting too much background noise? 46 years. They're doing a raffle, so you might be picking up that noise. This is Ben again. I'm back live from Emmerich 2003. Thank you all for being here.
I'm marked off the ones I know that passed out. Some of the ones that already passed out.
Well, when I get a check, I'll go through them. Now, I got the effect, but I love this effect. It's on here somewhere. I'll find it. Well, no, because I gave the ticket to the passage, so that's all they get. How you doing? Can we help you?
Did you want to go to day pass or do that?
Hi, STRICG. How are you doing? Are you still too much? Okay, I got the mic closer. Is this any better? Okay, we shut off some electrical stuff. See if that helps at all. Hi, Opus. What are you doing? Sitting on the mic? I don't think so. He's just right here. Maybe it's your connection, or is everybody getting a lousy connection? Hoffman, you still on here? We have 51, we made our 51. There's lots of wires and wiring. Hello? Is that getting any better? Is this any better? See, TechMage came over. He saw that. Thank you, STRICQ. That should be better now. Oh, see.
Why don't you do that one? See, can you see that? The first message?
You guys, I don't know.
Which one? This one? No, this one down here.
Hi, we're here at AmiWest 2002. Sure wish you all could join us. I am Venom, loud and clear. And sitting here with me is...
Oh, excuse me, I've got a mic in my hand. I go by Goody on IRC when I get on.
I think your mic's pretty low. Try that. Speak. You should be able to see levels.
Well, that's because we were turning things down.
Okay, let's check our levels.
55 listeners. Holy cow.
Bill does not have the switches labeled. Bad Bill.
Background sounds so bad, can't just get the break. Yep, that's what he did.
We have a Commodore 1 motherboard sitting right over here.
Yes, this is up. Really Venom.
And she's pretty, too.
Thank you. And since I have all your attention right now, I'm pretty excited because last week, it was on Amiga's birthday, actually, I passed my A-plus core exam. So I'm a certified geek in training. Now I just have to pass the software part, and I'll be full-fledged A-plus certified.
A full geek and not just
yeah.
in training. Is that Opus saying not really Venom? Yes, that really is Venom talking.
Good, so you guys can hear better now. Yeah, it took Tech Mage to come over here and set us straight.
Are both the microphones working? Could somebody say they hear Robert talking?
Because one, they're both going. The little needles. So that was pretty cool, getting a call from Alan Redhouse all the way from France. So he must have been listening to us?
Yeah, he is listening.
Oh,
he's
cool.
One of those 55 people that are listening.
Well, hi, Alan. I didn't get to say hi to you, and we miss you here. Hope you're having a nice holiday.
Somebody's asking what makes
the
who?
Frankenstein made that thing.
The webcam is Frankenstein. That's what Bill says.
Oh, thank you, person.
That's why he's Tech Mage and we're not.
Got that
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Jerry's here. She's going to set up her... Is she going to do a demonstration on her...
I don't know what she brought.
She's going to do some. She's going to set up some kind of a demo. We're not sure. Congratulations on what? Oh, thank you, Opus. Thank you, STRICQ. Now I get it. I'm slow. There's a message on Amiga.org under Happy Birthday Amiga. Yeah, Happy Birthday Amiga. And it explains the date that I passed. And there's a thank you to all... to Amiga and the Amiga community, as well as my son, who got me into this position in the first place. Venom and Rose in a mud fight? What's that? Here's Tech Mage.
We had a request from someone to give a little background about who we are and about the UGN in general and also about the webcam. So I'll kind of do that all real quick to fill in this empty space that we're currently in. My name is Bill Borsari. I've worked with Amiga since some time before I can remember. My brother gave me one as a birthday present. Since then, I've been hooked. In about 96, I went to my first Amiga show. Maybe it was 95 Montreal. And was just... overwhelmed by the people that were there and the attitudes and how friendly everyone was, and really became quite infected by it. And so since then, I've been to pretty much every North American show. Starting about 96, we started broadcasting them, originally through IRC. We ran into some trouble there, so we switched to other technologies, and now we have our audio broadcast and the rest. He's got the audio up. But so that's basically my story. I came to Emmy West in 99, was visiting my brother, got a job at the company he worked for, still there now, and it's been going quite well. So the UGN was originally formed some time ago. It was started by Wayne Hunt, working with Gateway folks, to try to coordinate the user group efforts. Well, Wayne and a few other people were put together and worked out this really good system of delivering information. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of information coming from the top, and so it just didn't play out in the end, as so often happens in this poor... The story of the Amiga. So Wayne did a ton of work to get it set up. As time progressed, it slowly died off as the Amiga market got smaller and smaller. Eventually, it became too much effort for Wayne to maintain the wonderful Amiga.org site, and so he passed the directorship to myself. And quite frankly, with the state of the Amiga market as it is, there isn't much we can do to promote it. To promote user groups and whatnot, we just don't have pieces in place to make that sort of thing happen. I mean, maybe in the future we can revive it. So the UGN has effectively become the show broadcast network. We work very hard to make sure that we can broadcast the shows. And we have a lot of fun doing it, so that's always good.
I am Amiga Queen. How's that, Opus?
So it's going to be 2 minutes before he hears that. I generally don't expose myself. I mean, show things at the show, other than the stuff that I do. People come by and look at this setup that I have, and they just gawk at it. Gotta have some fun. And so we were talking about the webcam. The webcam is running off an Amiga 3000 using a VLAB card, using ImageFX, AMFTP in Miami, of course, to get a stack. I've got camera that was pulled out of some medical instrument by Hardlink, my friend Brian. The other cameras are the Wireless X10 provided by Kermit for the show, which is very nice of him to do. And they seem to be quite stable today, so I'm quite happy about that. The webcam is effectively a rec script that just sucks the images off the VLAB card through ImageFX, scales them down, throws on the text, the date, the time, the logo in the corner, and then spits them out using AMFTP. It's about 5 years old at this point. It's got a little GUI interface in the front that I can throw text on the top and whatnot. So it's pretty good. So what else do we have? Ooh, I've got an idea. Actually, can I sit for a minute? Thank you. So what I'm going to do is drop a thingy. No, you don't have to. Yeah, no. I got it.
We almost have 60 listeners.
Let's see. So how about an introduction? I did myself. I think we've heard a lot about Joanne. We've heard her talking to her family.
We did an introduction.
We did it, but there's only 20 people on at the time. So there's 30 people who don't know us.
There was 50 when I just did an introduction 5 minutes ago when that question came up, and he introduced himself.
Okay.
If you'd sit
and
here
and I did my introduction.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's right. If you've been here since
now
the
we're
beginning, you
wouldn't
be.
Other.
You'd be okay. So let me kill this, and let me find out if Voyager is running, which it is. Let me go to the admin page.
See, he didn't realize we were on the job. We're doing okay.
No, you're perfect, because I said I'd be back in 15 minutes, and you guys jumped in, so it's good.
Well, I kind of was talking to somebody over there. I wanted to see. I got to take a picture of that case. Did you see it?
Which one?
It's got a red light in it. The case.
Oh, case.
And it's got the red light, and it's got the glass, but it's got the Boeing ball. I don't know. What do they do? Etch it on there or what? I have to go find out. I'll go find this out, and I'll let you know. I'll be back in a minute.
Shoot. Well, they can see that direction, but they can't see very well. If you take the pictures in your camera, then we can plug your camera into the webcam, and you can do a slideshow. Crap. What is this? shit. Damn. Anybody hasn't seen my setup, it's a real trip. Yeah, I've got three machines, PC, two Amigas running. Amigas are connected to each other. I got three monitors set up. The little mixer going down, the cell phone plugged into the mixer board, two microphones happening, cameras everywhere. It's quite the show, as it always is. Interesting. I broke it! Joanne has gone off to go look at the Emmy-thlon, or the Amiga 1 case they've got with a nice bowling ball cut out and the rest. I've been thinking about doing that to my 3000 tower. We'll see how that goes. Count me twice in that listener count. So we have 50... I don't know how many uniques we got. It's telling me 59 unique IPs, so let's see. Hello. Would you like to talk to people? No? What's the name of your doggy? Your doggy? Yeah. I don't think she likes me very much. Just get away from me. I'm big and frightening. Aww. Okay. Is Nico Man still awake? Shoot. Whoop, wrong keyboard. Wireless is fun! HTTP. I'm surprised no one's used the web pager yet to send me a message. I can say whatever the hell I want to say, because we're really not on the air. That's not a bad idea. Thanks, Doug. But, I can say whatever I want, really. I can cuss. I used to be really, really bad. I've gotten much better at it. Truly, truly, truly have. Oh, no, not 12 to 1. It was 1 to... Did I get that wrong? It's saying 1 o'clock. Oh, crud. I did put that in the wrong place. My bad. Just edit it live. So. So, any other questions or comments? And I'll wait for y'all to hear that. Hey, how did that interview with Alan go? Did you all enjoy that through the cell phone stuff? I'm so used to logging into root as everything. When I CD directory, I always start with slash. It's funny. Oh, this is just not fast. Yeah, with the audio going out, too. So they're fighting for bandwidth. I wish I knew VI better. Seriously. But then I'd have to FTP it, and I'd rather leave this. This machine's been doing quite well. I've actually been happy with that. As it goes.
Doug actually here somewhere, is it?
What is it?
SDRSQ.
No, he's at home. He's another punk for not coming to the show, like Robert. You hear that, Doug? Whoa, I got paged or something. Oh. Oh, that did come through the web pager. Thanks, Doug. I'm impressed. STRCQ is working quite well.
What do I want to say there? You guys taking off for a while? For lunch? Oh. You guys don't happen to have a couple tanks of helium, do you? Well, from a blimp. Yeah. You say if you're going to head out. There's a party store up here on the corner of Madison and something else. If you trust me with a check, I can cut you a check if you get me, like, two tanks. Yeah, it's about, like, $60. Thanks, man. Actually, the phone idea was a second. I apologize. I'm also editing the webpage. When I put in the Hyperion interview, when I was talking to FTNC about it, we had originally said 1 o'clock, not noon, although we're closely approaching 1, and I've not heard from him. So I don't think that's going to happen. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna pull that. So hopefully we'll get them on the air there, but I'm not sure that's going to occur. So I apologize for that. But if I see Bill McEwen, I will throw him to the ground and drag him over here and throttle him until he gets on the IRC thingy here. This is quite painful to edit HTML this way. Clean that one out. So, yeah, again, thanks for the interview with Alan calling in. That was quite nice. Oh, you know what? I can toss it up there. Hey, Doug, toss me the URL to that MP3 file in the channel there, in that message window you got, so that I can post it on the UGN site so people can see that. Get people to start look at it. So we do have an Amiga 1 here, for whatever that's worth. It's running Linux, runs it pretty well. Motherboard looks nice. I really, really, really want OS 4. No thanks. Oh, yeah. New developments. Bill McEwen is actually not here yet, so I can't put him on. Trust me, if he were available, he would be. I would make sure that the time is known when he's going to be here, and we would get that time. But as it is right now, he is not, like, in this state, so I can't quite do that. He should be arriving this afternoon around 3 o'clock. So we'll see. We'll see. Dum-dee-dum. Bill McEwen, speak for a bit. Sorry, just testing. No problemo. Let's see what I want to do. I save that. That should fix this. So the 1 to 2 should go empty. Yeah, stay tuned. Hey, Joe. Hi. Now, the webcam should be updated. I can move. Let me move it a little. And that's just the display button, right?
Yeah, I won't do it unless it's on video. Then I think you hit the thing. You hit this one, and then it says.
Oh, cool. Oh, this is really pissing me off.
No.
Okay, let's see.
Do you want to?
Actually. Where am I? No, you're fine. I'm just thinking about like six things I want to do. That one's not on, is it? Okay.
I have a live update. I was just over at the booth at Extreme, and they've got a crowd of people around there, and they have an actual Amiga One set up over there. And it's the one, the really cool one with the red lights and everything. It's really slick. So I got pictures. In a minute, he's going to try to hook it up and see if we could do a slideshow for you guys. And you could see, look at, I even have a screensaver on there. So you guys could see at least some stuff. And then they also had Amithon on a laptop. And, man, it was going so fast. Kermit was over there putting ImageFX on it and seeing how they can get that set up. 60 listeners. How cool is that? Nix the slideshow. The little connector didn't fit, and of course I didn't think to bring mine. I didn't know. Well, I better turn this off.
Actually,
before.
You know
what? Wait, he might have something. Oh, I'm going to go take pictures with his camera. Okay, I will be right back.
Go take, just go nuts with picture taking. Shoot, battery's dying. Hold on.
I'm not very technical techies, are we?
With all the other junk going on, I didn't have time to charge my battery.
Okay, due to technical difficulties, we will have that slideshow a bit later. Hey, the bee! Hey, how you doing? Six 64. Man, at this rate, we'll be up to 100 in no time.
Okay, everybody, call all your friends and tell them to tune in. Get on IRC and tell them how to get on Shoutcast and hear us live from MUS 2002. I'm sorry, sometimes I get carried away and I have more fun than I should, but hey.
Okay, well, let me give you a quick update. I was just speaking to my contact at Hyperion. It looks like we will have someone for around the 1 o'clock time frame for a dial-in interview like we did with Alan Redhouse. So I'm working on trying to remember the password to the admin page for the poll thing so I can get some information up there. But instead of doing that, I think I'll just modify the front of the UGN site. So, anywho, stay tuned. 1 o'clock, it looks like we might actually get Hyperion on the line here. I'm not sure who from Hyperion yet. I'll find that information out a little bit later, but it'll still be nice to have one of them. I moved the webcam to show the Amiga 1 SE. If I get a few minutes, I'm going to run upstairs so we can charge my camera so Joanne can run around and take some pictures and we can do slideshow.
Venom,
sorry, Joanne. Maybe we can find some other person with cameras to do that.
Doesn't somebody have something that we could stream, you know, like plug it in and they could, like a card reader? I thought you said somebody did.
Yeah, but that's more difficult for me to show. If you can get a device that spits that out, if you get an Amiga 1200 with NTSC output and show it on that, it would be easier for me than it would be to do it any other way. Unless the laptop's got video out. That's the thing I'd like about the camera.
Somebody else have another camera that might hook up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you can find someone. Or even read your card, or they could just take the pictures. I think you're getting a tequila wormy thingy. Yeah, that's frightening. Go away. Ouch. Ouch. The Amiga 1 is running the Yellow Dog distribution of Linux. The one they have here is running Yellow Dog. I'm a Yellow Dog now, see?
No, that was a howl at the moon for our Merlin.
On that. I left that there. Where's the Amiga 1? You have a good radio voice. People like you. Yeah, good cop, bad cop kind of thing going down. I'm the bad cop, she's a good cop. Yeah! I cannot remember the damn password.
How could you not remember a password?
Because I didn't set it. He sent it to me in IRC. And
who did?
Oh.
You remembered it.
I remembered it.
He remembered it.
Woo! Let me bookmark it.
Yes, that was a woo-hoo.
So, I don't know. I've been closing windows and stuff. I don't know. I don't know what he said.
Read what I said, damn it.
I don't know. Whatever.
We don't know what you're referring to when you said read what you said. The lack of funds, I could surely understand that one these days. I'm just a poor student.
Are we all?
Get a CD Mavica.
get a CD Mavica. No, see, it's like I said, it's easier for me to actually take to take like in video stream and put it up through this thing than otherwise, because that's a little easier to do. I just forgot to charge the battery in my camera. Simple as that. I've been busy with other crap. There's always something else to do.
Yeah, and if I would have brought my cord, that would have been real nice, too. Wait a minute. I bet JKD has one. He has the same type of camera.
He just left.
Oh, well, that's real helpful.
He might get me some helium for the blimp, so we can fly the blimp later.
Well, I just think of things at the wrong time.
Yep. I got flashed again.
By who? What do you mean you got flashed?
ICQ messages coming in.
Oh. Oh, it went to 62, then went back to 61. Somebody probably went, oh my God. No. Okay. What else can I tell you? I don't know, but that coffee's smelling awfully good. I'm going to have to take a saunter over there. Oh, was it good? Because they make it the same type of way?
Yeah.
You guys should be here and having this stuff with us.
It's good stuff.
I thought Rob R. was going to come down here. Is he?
Yeah, he might be here shortly.
I still don't know what he looks like, so I've probably seen him and don't even know who he is at other shows because he's been here a couple times. You better say hi this time.
Okay, Alan... God, I so wish I had more bandwidth. What? Why is he so quiet?
Shut up.
I don't know. Why don't you ask him? Because I don't care.
Okay. Drop it. I didn't say.
Yes, I will move the webcams. If you want us to move the cam, you ask and we'll do it. But as you have to understand that we're quite busy here trying to make sure all this junk is up and running.
Wow.
Yeah, I know I can do an NTSC slideshow off the camera, except for Joanne Venom did not bring her NTSC adapter output thingy because she didn't think she needed it, and the one I have doesn't work in her camera. So unless we can find someone with the same camera, another camera, I charge my camera. I'll have it for you tomorrow? How's that?
We could do it later, couldn't we?
Yeah, well, but I got to run up to my room, and I want to get this typed in first.
Oh, he's busy being his... Tech Magical Self. Ooh, that's a pretty good one, huh?
Tech Magical?
Yes, it's Tech Magical Self.
Yeah. I'm actually quite impressed with myself over the cell phone thingy.
Yo, Hammer D!
Again, props to Brian for helping with that the first time around. The cell phone connection?
Oh.
It's rocks.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. All the way from France to Sacramento, California. Oh, boy.
Quote. Terminate.
Okay, we're getting too quiet here. We really
need, we need to
get
up.
This thing woke up
get
and buzzing. Everybody's started. In the middle doing something. I don't know what they're doing. They must be having... Oh, I bet I know. Is it Jerry? It's Jerry and John.
Uh-huh.
Are in the middle.
Showing something off, huh?
And there is a crowd around them. And it's Joe Torre's over there. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I name dropping again? No. And the guys from Audio Labs. I won't tell you what other people call them. Go look. I could stay here.
Alcohol Labs.
Yep.
I like to drink a little.
Are we going to have any kind of... We can't from the banquet, huh? I knew that wasn't me.
My name
Hello?
Is Spider-Man.
Hello? Hello? Oh, I gotta turn the other one up. Hang, please. No, no, this one. Hang on.
Press any key to continue.
Hello? Who's there?
Can I have a wake-up ping?
Hello? 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 Who's there? Don't need to. I don't have keys. Oh, cool. This is really weird.
Tech Mage is on the phone.
I don't know what the hell this is. Okay, this is what I need to do. Damn it.
Goodbye.
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. But it sucks. This is the only way I have to monitor myself. I wonder. No, I mean, this isn't feeding back right now. I guess it's when the phone hears itself that it has that feedback issue. So if I could turn that down some. Not the phone, but this connection. But I want to be able to hear. The only way I can hear it is if I hear it through that speaker. That's the only way I can hear the person speaking. Yeah, but I need to put the mic over there. It's the mic hearing. That's the problem. Because the mic's sensitive. Well, yeah, we can talk again. And then I'm hearing myself go back.
Okay, you got a really strange phone.
Actually, could you call me on your cell phone real quick? So I just try it?
Okay, hold on a second. We're going to do some technical, techie stuff. Tech magical.
So Adrienne's going to call me. I'm going to work on getting this cell phone connection working a little better for when we have Hyperion on the line here. I sound very nasal, I think. Very nasal level voice.
What's the number?
Go far away. Hello?
Oh, I have to go far away.
Can you hear me, Joanne?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, because you're a little quiet. Let me turn this up a hair. How about that?
Yeah, I can hear you real loud.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Keep talking.
Am I too close?
It's a little quiet from here.
Oh, it's quiet now?
Well, no, I need you to keep talking so I can adjust the levels on this end.
Oh, okay. Jibber jabber. I can hear myself with this feedback coming back.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to prevent here.
Oh, well, I can hear it back into my phone. Okay, I'm walking over here. I'm walking over by the coffee machine.
Okay, that's good enough. Thanks, Ren.
Okay.
Bye. That'll work. My cell bill is going to be monstrous this time. Whatever. No, yeah, it's going through there. You can hear your report back on the microphones.
That helps.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry Ellsworth is here with her Commodore 1. I overheard her talking about it being able to access a gig of memory, I think I heard her say.
Is it actually spitting out things, like output to a screen?
Yeah, they've got a monitor set up. They've got a keyboard. Yeah, it's working.
Cool. I wonder if it has NTSC. I don't know if we can wire it through the webcam.
Oh, that would be interesting. I'll go find out.
Cool.
mean, if I have an NTSC output. NTSC. RCA. RCA.
Oh, I don't want to hear myself.
But it needs to be NTSC level. Yeah, but you have to hear yourself.
JKD's on there. JKD, I have a...
No, he's not. Where is he?
OSS.
Isn't that he must be home now.
Okay, JKD, if you come back, do you still have a Kodak camera?
Yeah, we need the output from the NTSC so we can put it into the webcam. It's not going to move anything. He's going to have something really slightly more suitable, interesting. Again, the webcam, we try to do the best we can with it, but, I mean, actually, the webcam image should be pretty good in terms of generic show shot. And the other one is on the Amiga 1. I mean, if you want to, we could reposition it somewhere, but there's just not a lot of light inside that Amiga 1 case, so you can't really see it there. So it's hard for us to manage all this, and we apologize for that.
Oh, my God, we have 72 listeners.
Yeah,
ooh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby, yeah. I've been frozen for 30 frickin' years, people. Give me a break.
Throw me a bone here, will you? No,
yeah. Throw me a bone. I'm still surrounded by freaking idiots.
Harv's over here.
No,
Harv, say hi.
Hi, kids.
Amiga rules. I think we might actually have more people listening to my audio stream than we actually have in the room.
I don't know. There's quite a few people in here.
Both people at the show just left.
Hello?
Wow, you're loud.
I'm loud, yeah. And obnoxious sometimes, too. Is this Doug?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much.
Cool. You're fading in and out there.
Yeah, no, I'm a long ways from the nearest tower.
Interesting. Are you on your cell? No. Yeah, you're off. I turned Venom off. But I can't hear Doug. I can't hear you, Doug. Are you there?
Okay, I walked outside.
Trying to hear Doug here.
I'm too far away. I'm going to be using my cell phone at my house.
Oh, well, I can hear you if you keep talking. So what's up? Why aren't you here, bastard?
Well, I tried to get a bit of the same way out there, but they never replied back.
Yeah, I can understand that. Apparently, whenever you ask them, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, well, we really miss you. It was always fun to have you around.
Oh, yeah, it was fun to be out there.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks for your assistance with the Alan Redhouse MP3. I did link it off the UGN site. Be interested to see what kind of stats we have on the hits on that sucker. I should talk to Dr. Who about getting me the stats for the hits on this weekend on the UGN site. Should be quite high, actually.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Yep. So, it's cool.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. I just wanted to... Say hi.
Yeah, say hi to everyone, all 73 listeners we have. 72. Two of which are you, actually. So this is like one of those insane radio moments where you're waiting a minute and a half to hear your own voice on the radio.
It's always pretty funny.
Cool. Well, take care, man.
All right.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
The Commodore 1. Because it was getting interference. Yeah. Okay.
So they didn't even hear Harv when
he had to... No, Harv was on then. To Doug?
Yeah, he flipped that down just...
When Doug called in, I turned it off.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. I thought you meant the whole time, because I was over here talking.
No. Just for when the phone call, because it was, like, feeding back and stuff. I don't know the limits.
Yeah. You're back on.
Yeah, that mic's hot there, Ben. I'm sorry about that. I'm just trying to make it all work. I get to listen to myself on the phone. That's right, Doug.
Told you that was
time.
Weird.
What'd he say?
2432.
Oh, man.
Did JKD ever answer us? Wait. What'd he say? Off to bring supplies. Might
yeah, he's
going to
get the blimp stuff.
Oh, cool.
He's a good guy.
Oh, I can't wait to go to Fry's. I'm going to miss Doug. STRICQ and Tech Mage. How many of us went?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, throughout the whole weekend of the last
well,
four
yeah,
weeks,
but
the
I
last
mean,
4 years,
the one
we've
I
been,
went.
Like 30 people. We always have a good crowd when we go to Fry's.
Them take me. I go, don't go to Fry's without me.
That's right.
The first time I saw it, oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, we're losing things. Morph OS rules. Well, thank you for the opinion. We appreciate it. I'm sure it's quite nice, and if they ever release it, we get to play with it.
That was quite a bit of shouting there. FNTC is here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
Hi,
he's waking up.
How are you?
Oh, he's back now. He's going to get his Hyperion. The phone thing is actually working pretty well.
Hi,
I'm surprised.
Smithy.
It's quite clear. Yeah, it is. Do you know if you can get this connection to be more solid?
Actually, I don't know if that was the problem. I don't know what the problem was last time.
Certainly when you were playing with it, you heard the volume.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as I don't touch it, I think it'll be okay. But no, I mean, I need this adapter into that, into the little over here, and then whatever else happens.
Cecilia is going to do a presentation with ImageFX running on Amiflon, and I can't wait to see that. I will go check it out and give you a full report on that one. And you know me, I don't hold back.
Absolutely.
If you didn't update the people on Merlantia, no, Merlantia is not showing you.
For those of you who are wondering, Merlantia does not have anything at the show.
It took me a while to realize what people were getting at. I forgot that Ryan was
Buy me some tickets. How many tickets do you want, Doug?
Raffle tickets.
I'm sorry, STRCQ, but I gotta go. I gotta go there.
Yes.
It's calling
you
my name.
You should be
name.
Jealous, Doug.
It's going, Venom, come to Fry.
Come to me, Venom. Bring your money.
Yeah. What money?
Yeah.
But I do have plastic.
I think that would be the tagline for the show. MUS 2002, what money? Yes, Fry's is very kick-ass. We love it very, very much. It's pulled my ass out of the fire many a time, too. And if you have TiVo, and the Fry's is close enough, you can pause TV, go to Fry's, and come back and keep watching.
Oh, yeah, that's what Tech Mage
does. It's nice.
And it is kick-ass.
Yes, especially if you know what you need. Oh, my. So props again. Oh, ready? Sure. Is it one? I think we're getting ready to engage in our Hyperion interview. Now, obviously, while they're dialed into our telephone, you cannot dial in, so you'll have to use the alternative means of contacting us, i.e. through ICQ or through homing pigeon. You could always try the mental thing. If you think you can broadcast the question to me, I might answer it that way. You could call Venom's cell phone if you have her number. So, give us a few minutes here to make a connection with somebody in Europe so we can ask them some interesting questions.
Yep, so I'm signing off now. I will go peek around and see what I can find, and I will be back. I will give you guys a great update in a little while.
Like, yeah. Who invented the question mark?
Luke, I am your father.
No, I'm not bored. Hello, Tech Mage and Venoms. Greeting from the UK. You're doing a great job, guys. Keep it up. Well, just because of that, we're going to stop. You are most welcome. Hyperion, hopefully, will be done. Oh, call me. Call you! Damn it. Everybody knows DTF tones is going to get your phone number. Sorry. Whoop, that's wrong. No, they're not, because I just screwed up the number, so they won't know what it is. I don't want to do this for more than 30 minutes, because I'm,
like, running out of money, so. Ooh, that's loud.
That's interesting that it does that. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, bro?
Let's see. Oh, I hear the, audio. Aim yourself away from the speaker there or something.
Yeah, we gotta worry about that. It's, James.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Joanne was asking who you are. Venom was asking who you are.
Okay.
So, is this better for you?
Yeah, much better.
Okay. I'm just trying to adjust the levels.
Okay. Yeah, I can still hear myself, but it's not quite as bad.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I can. What I need is a pair of headphones.
Move your mouth a little bit away from the phone. You're overdriving the mic.
I need headphones, but the only one I can listen then. So.
Oh, okay. Well, like, move your mouth a little further away from the mic.
I mean, that might help some too if I turn the speaker a different direction a little. What?
Audio Labs. Yeah, I know.
No, it's cool.
No. Move your mouth further away from the mic. Really overdriving the mic.
It's really hot for you over there? Is that better?
No, lower more.
Yeah, I wish I could just tell everyone else to shut up, too, because it's making very difficult.
When you turned away and talked to someone else, it sounded a lot better.
What was that?
When you turned away and talked to someone else, it sounded a lot better.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard for me to judge the distance. Is that good?
That's a little better now.
Okay.
So you can lower it just a bit more.
Okay. I mean,
great.
It might be a little hot, but because I don't know what the level is actually going out over the internet is.
All right.
So who do you got for us?
Well, you got to hang on for a second so I can call them.
What
I'm
was that?
Call up the Friedens right now, who are the primary developers on Amiga OS 4, for the kernel at least, for ExecSG and also integrating it. What I'll do is I'll call them up